This is 89.1 WEMU and a happy Thursday to you. I'm David Fair, sitting alongside the executive director of the Michigan and State Theaters in Ann Arbor. Russ Collins drops by every Thursday, as he has for over 24 years, for something we call Cinema Chat. We knew it 24 years ago, Russ Collins, that when you sat in that chair, a star was born.
Well, that's nice of you to say.
But seems timely, doesn't it?
It's up for the listeners to decide. Yes, yes, yes. The Star is Born is opening today at the Michigan Theater and everywhere.
At the State Theater, right?
At the State Theater. Right. You're right. Well, I thought we'd start off with Michael Moore. Owen Gleiberman, who writes for Variety, and he actually grew up in Ann Arbor, graduated from Huron High School in 1977, wrote an opinion piece in Variety about how Michael Moore has lost his audience. And he wrote it because Fahrenheit 11/9 is not doing as well as his other documentaries, particularly Fahrenheit 9/11, which was a complete hit. And he actually makes some really interesting observations. Some of it is the fact that it's not so much Michael Moore's filmmaking, but times have changed. So, for example, the internet has fractured how we get our information, and Moore's audience has aged. And in the Trump era, people are both addicted to the news and sick of it at the same time. And everyone talks about activism, but when it comes down to it, many of us would rather just sit around and binge watch The Walking Dead or whatever our favorite TV piece is.
Wow, that's cynical.
There's a fair amount of cynical in this article, but I think there's some good observations. Michael Moore did a film called Michael Moore in Trump Land,
when he predicted that Trump would win when nobody was.
He did, and he headed into the heartland and he spoke to Trump supporters, trying to see the world from their side, but the movie ended up not really being like that. And Owen Gleiberman suggesting that he really does need to surprise us, that there aren't any surprises, in a sense, with Michael Moore's.
Well, when he came out with
films.
Bowling for Columbine, regardless of where you stood on gun rights, there was a unified feeling that this was a horrible tragedy and that lives were needlessly lost. And so wherever you were on the political spectrum, you could get behind that concept and that approach to the movie. Then when Fahrenheit 9/11 came out, well, everybody was surprised, shocked, and terrified and horrified by the terrorist attacks on America. So again, while there was a political bent to the manner in which he presented it,
there was
a unified sense.
Yeah.
Right. Now, in this hyper-polarized kind of community we live in, he's firmly on one side. And so half the audience is potentially gone right off the bat.
Yeah. Well, I think half of his audience was always, he was always very less. He was always very polemical. He didn't present an objective documentary. And I think what Owen Gleiberman was saying here is there was an opportunity for him to do that in Michael Moore in Trump Land, that he was in the heartland, and he could have done a surprising report from the other side, but instead he went in the polemical way that, again, it's not surprising for him to do. It's his political point of view. So anyway, it was just saying surprise is sometimes better than pounding the table with your point of view. So anyway, we'll...
Interesting conversation.
Yeah, there's lots of different points of view, and we like to share them all here on Cinema Chat. Well, as you said, Star is Born is opening. This is the new version. This is actually the fourth version of A Star is Born, which started originally as a screenplay. It didn't start as a novel. It didn't start as a play. It didn't start as a short story. It started as a screenplay. And Dorothy Parker was involved. Dorothy Parker was one of the Algonquin Round Table back
right.
in the 20s, the arts and intellectual folks that were really
fun to
follow.
She was rogue and revolutionary, for
yep,
sure.
She sure was. There was actually three screenplay writers, and the film was put together by William Wellman and David O'Selznick. Alan Campbell and Robert Carson, in addition to Dorothy Parker, put the screenplay together. And all of Dorothy Parker, Robert Carson, and Alan Campbell are all credited with the original story in this current version. The first two versions of A Star is Born were set in Hollywood and had a male and female Hollywood star. The last two versions, the 1976 version with Kris Kristofferson and Barbara Streisand, and this current version with Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga, are set in the music industry, and Oscars are won in the first two and Grammys are won in the second two. The reviews on this have been very, very strong. The critical consensus is, with appealing leads, deft direction, and an affecting love story, A Star is Born, starring Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga, is a remake done right and a reminder that some stories can be just as effective in the retelling.
This is Cooper's first foray into directing a film, and yeah, everything I've heard is it's spectacular. It provides a unique perspective.
Absolutely. So opening this evening, go check it out. The first version was in 37, second version is 54. The Barbara Streisand one was in 76. The current one is 2018.
Who could forget her hair doing that, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
That was the star of the movie.
And my suggestion, based on mathematical formulas, is the next one will come out in 2070. So we can look forward to that remake. Now, opening a week from today is Robert Redford's new film. You can see it advertised on television, The Old Man and the Gun, which is based on an old guy at 70 years old. He breaks out of San Quentin jail, and he goes
and
back.
Redford's really 82, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
And he, playing young.
And he goes, well, you know, I think the criminal probably had a more stressful life. So, he breaks out of jail and goes back to his criminal background, which was bank robbery. And being an old guy, the authorities who were chasing after him, who played by Casey Affleck and some other folks, are bemused as much as appalled by his criminal activity. He seems to have a certain kind of charm as a bank robber, which is what he does. And he's in love, or a Sissy SpaceX character is in love with him. So it's a romance. It's a crime thriller. It's a well-told story brought to life by beautifully matched cast.
Redford and Space. Those are real movie stars. You know you're going to get a performance.
Absolutely. Right? Absolutely. So go check that out next Thursday. And also next Thursday, we're going to open First Man, which is Damien Chazelle's film. He did La La Land. It's about the moon landing, focusing on Neil Armstrong in particular. Again, this film has opened at festivals, the fall festivals, and gotten
and
great
reviews. And Ryan Gosling's playing that, so there's going to be a built-in audience for
that's
that.
That's right. Well, Ryan Gosling and Damien Chazelle did La La Land together, so that's great. And the critical consensus is First Man uses a personal focus to fuel a look back at the pivotal moments in human history and takes the audience on a soaring, dramatic journey along the way.
Taking a giant leap with Russ Collins here on Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU.
Yeah, and Colette is a film that stars Keira Knightley, and she's transplanted from a childhood home in rural France and ends up in the intellectual and artistic splendor of Paris in the early 20th century. She becomes commonly known as Willie, her character does, and soon after Willie, she hangs out with Willie, played by Dominic West, and Willie convinces Colette to ghostwrite a semi-autobiographical novel, which becomes a big hit, and they become the toast of the town in Paris, and this country girl dealing with the fact that she's the toast of the intellectual and artistic elite in the big city when Paris was the center of the universe for that kind of thing. A very appealing tale set in a very interesting time. If you missed The Big House, which is the documentary on the University of Michigan football stadium that is pretty much about everything other than
the football team,
there's lots of interviews and scenes, but it's really about how all the pieces go together to get 115,000 people in and out of that stadium.
It's managing a city on a moment's notice.
It is a city that's occupied for about 4 or 5 hours, and it is a fascinating and fun piece. It's a documentary that's just pictures and sound. There's no narration on it, so you kind of make up the story yourself as you look at the characters, as you look at
not easy to do if you have even the slightest familiarity with the place. place.
Yeah, so. Well, I found it to be a lot of fun. And so anyway, Big House is going to play all this week, the 5th through the 11th. So go check that out. We have another University of Michigan football documentary. It's called Football Valhalla, the Bob Eufer story. Bob Eufer being the famous broadcaster
the
of the football games.
The single biggest homer ever to take radio.
Absolutely. And this is going to be Friday, October 5th at 7 o'clock. There's a lot of longtime townies that are really looking forward to Football's Valhalla, the Bob Eufer story. Again, Friday, October the 5th at
forever 7:30. Beloved here and forever hated in Columbus.
That's right. And The Birds, a Halloween classic, is going to be shown Saturday, October 6th at 6 o'clock. And this is a benefit for the Bird Center. We've got a Chinese film series that kicks off with Electric Shadows on Sunday at 6:15. Our Fatally Yours film noir series continues with Laura at 7 o'clock on Monday, October the 8th. And we're going to do a tribute to John Lennon on his birthday on October 9th.
Would have been 78 years old.
Right. And Imagine at 7 o'clock is the movie that we're going to play. We got a Polish history film series with The Promised Land, and opening at the Multiplex is going to be The Hate You Give, which Star Carter stars in, and it's a switch between two worlds, a poor, mostly black neighborhood and the rich, mostly white prep school she attends.
A lot of movies to choose from. Pick one and see at the theater. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and we thank you for joining us for another edition of Cinema Chat, only on 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.
Ta-ta from Hollywood.